Good morning. It is 9:15 a.m. We are here today, July 22, 2014, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the continuation of the status hearing of OPA PA 14-05, Pacific Data Systems versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today are Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks and Hearing Officer Anthony R. Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodeline Girardo and Joy Bulato. Will appellant Pacific Data Systems please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
This is Bill Mann, attorney for Pacific Data Systems, Inc.
John Day, president, Pacific Data Systems.
Will purchasing agency, General Services Agency, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Fred Michihira, Assistant Attorney General.
Robert Cohen, GSA.
Also with us is Joey Manibos from Data Management.
Thank you.
Data Processing, I'm sorry.
All right, and good morning all. And I'm Anthony Quach, of course, I'm serving as a hearing officer for this proceeding. We're going to start with just 005, and we'll call the next case after we're done formally. So just to preserve the record, because cases are not consolidated at this point. And of course, as set forth in the notice of this continued hearing, the threshold issue, of course, is whether or not we can proceed. And of course, the purchasing agency says we can't, we shouldn't, it's their motion to decline. And the order of march essentially, I'll give them the floor to argue their motion. Of course, Mr. Mann, you will have the opportunity to give any opposition you desire to the motion. Of course, I already have the pleadings, I've read the pleadings. If you want to defer your pleadings, that's fine. And of course, the purchasing agency will have a brief rebuttal after the verbal opposition is given. Okay. So that said, Mr. Nishihara, Mr. Kono, I don't know who's arguing, but you definitely have the floor.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's very straightforward for us as a plain reading of the TUGAR 12103B. Where it specifically states that if the action has commenced in court, that the OPA should decline the appeal. This matter came forth as a result of 064-11. We've gone through not only the OPA, we've gone to the Superior Court, and right now it remains in the Supreme Court. I know the OPA, in fact, has been served in that court. I believe the number is CV 12-14, CVA 12-14. And although I will admit it is when I say procedural matter, really it's regarding the bond and the contempt of court type issue, has nothing to do with the merits of the case. The fact of the matter is that it is specifically regarding Form 3, and which is the substance of 016, which is what the implementation is with regard to this case. So that's the telephones. But furthermore, 064 also remains in Superior Court. 064-1118, I believe it was. I'm sorry, OPA 18, whatever the case number is. The one with regard to the GGWAN is also still before the Superior Court. We're scheduled for argument, I believe, August 18th, if I remember correctly, before Judge Barcenas. That case, one of the issues that is being raised is, although procedural in nature, it has to do with the record. One of the requests that is being sought is to overturn the whole procurement. In other words, void the procurement is one of the arguments my understanding GTA is making. So if that's the ruling in that case, we're not sure that there will be appeal or if there will not be an appeal, but the point that I'm bringing out is it could potentially impact this case. And the reason I bring that up is I think that's exactly why 2GAR 12103B was designed, that we don't have conflicting decisions with regard to the same court. And because this is before the court,
I think it would be just wise and good precedent to set that we withhold till the final outcome of the court hearings. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Nishihara.
And Mr. Mann, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. The regulation referred to states if an action concerning a procurement under appeal is commenced in court, the public auditor shall not act on the appeal except to notify the parties and decline the matter due to judicial involvement. Regulation makes sense. If a matter is pending in court, that court matter could moot out the appeal in front of the OPA. The result in a court action could affect the appeal in the OPA. So the OPA should decline or not act further on the appeal pending resolution of the court action. So yeah, the regulation makes sense. So the question is it applicable? And that is determined by comparing the issues in the court action with the issues in the appeal. And then if there's any overlap, the public auditor should stand down. But if there's no overlap, if we have a situation where nothing is going to happen in court that will have any effect on the appeal, then there's no reason not to go forward with the OPA appeal. You have to compare the issues. So that's in OPA PA 005. Compare the issues with the cases that are in court on this overall procurement, which was a very large procurement, with the issues in this specific appeal, 005. And the issue in this appeal is a notice of default ballot when the agency refuses the winner of the procurement access to its premises to install the equipment and provide services. In other words, Can an agency of the government just say, no, you can't come into our premises to do the procurement? And so we'll keep the incumbent. Is that permissible under the procurement law? And in this case, it's the governor's office. There's three purchase orders involved, one for the governor's office, one for the lieutenant governor's office, and one for government house. The evidence at the hearing will show that despite repeated attempts of PDS during that 10-day period to complete the provision of services, it was denied access. It's just, to us, unlawful action. It's it would just undo the procurement if any given agency in the government could just deny access to the lowest and best bidder who won the procurement. That's an important issue. And another important issue is why is the government's office doing this? Perhaps more on the public auditor side as opposed to the procurement side, but why? But we don't need to get into it. That's the issue. Okay, so now we need to compare that issue with the cases that are now in court. One case in court, public auditor may recall, it was, let's see, OPA 12-016, where in that case, GSA concluded that GTA had offered a phone that was not compliant with the specifications, and as a result, PDS was awarded that portion of the procurement. And then the public auditor affirmed the decision of GSA and GTA appealed. Judge Sekola affirmed the decision of the public auditor. And GTA appealed to the Guam Supreme Court. So what was the nature of the appeal? And I attached GTA's appeal brief. The appeal of GTA to the Guam Supreme Court was not on the merits. They're not challenging the substance of the decision that the OPA was correct in its ruling. PDS has won that procurement. The only issue on the appeal to the Guam Supreme Court is the disposition of the $42,000 bond that Chet Sekola required GTA to put up in order to issue a TRO, which, and because PDS was actually required to disinstall, remove some voice services that it already installed. But in any event, the point is, and you can just look at the GTA brief, the conclusion, that's all they're asking for, saying that Shedzikola was wrong in awarding that $42,000 bond to the government and PBS. Whatever the Supreme Court rules on that can have no effect whatsoever on this appeal. Either GTA will get its $42,000 back or it won't. But I can't overemphasize that this is not a challenge to the merits of the award, that portion of the procurement to PDS. Now, the other pending judicial matter relates to the Governor Guam Wide Area Network System, GGWAN, and the public auditor may recall the issue in that one, the challenge by GTA. There was only the overall procurement. There's lots of different parts, but there's only one winner per part. In other words, it's just like any procurement, there's one winner. And we had several parts of the procurement put together in an overall procurement. And GTA challenged that. There were two types, 1 gigabyte, 10 gigabytes, and GTA said they should have been awarded separately to the lowest on each one, because GTA was lower on one part and PDS lower on the other, but overall PDS was lower. Well, there's only one winner for procurement. So the public auditor ruled that GSA was correct in awarding it to PDS. GTA has appealed, and that's the issue on that appeal. And that's set for trial on, I think, August 18th. But the result of that is not going to have any effect on this appeal. What would happen? I hate to say this, it's just such a strange argument that somehow there has to be two. GSA has to award two vendors. You have two vendors doing all the trenching and installing separate wide area network systems. I mean, we're reasonably confident on the appeal. But it doesn't matter. I don't know what the ruling would be. I guess it would have to be that appeal has to be split. But you're not going to upset the whole appeal. It's not going to upset the whole appeal. I can't agree with Ms. Nishihara on that. GTA can make whatever sort of strange arguments it wants to make, but that relates only to the GGWAN system. And the issue here is simply too important to defer. Understand, it's going to be another year from now before the appeal to the Supreme Court is finally resolved in the voice services issue. That's another year. And if the ruling is that this is going to defer action on this appeal, I guarantee you GTA is then going to appeal the result in the GGWAN case, because that will buy them as incumbent another year, probably a year and a half from now. So, I mean, the system's being played on this one. Why? And we have PDS denied access to the governor's office to complete the procurement, terminated, and is now appealing that breach of contract. And that issue has to be looked at very seriously and not delayed for another year, where PDS is the winner. GTA lost. PDS won. And so GTA is the incumbent. Of course they want to do everything they can to deny it. And most unfortunately, GSA is going along with them on this. And that's the real question in their own mind. Why? So that's our position on this. This appeal needs to go forward and as expeditiously as possible. And that's my statement on 05.
Mr. Harris, you have the floor for a rebuttal.
Thank you very much. It's pretty simple to me. It says if an action concerning procurement under appeal has commenced in court, no question, even by admission of the other party, this matter has come or is before the court right now. So the only question that remains is, what is procurement exactly? And the code defines it for us as procurement means buying, purchasing, .. in all phases of contract administration.
clearly the issue before us today is the administration of the contract. They don't agree with some of the decisions GSA or the agencies have made for whatever reason. But the law doesn't say you take a look and you compare. It doesn't give opportunity for the OPA jurisdictional to have leeway to say, well, this isn't really part of it. So I was listening very careful to Mr. Mann when he made his argument, but he never denied the fact that in the OPA 12-018, the GGWAD, when I said, and Rodolyn, I forget her last name right now, but she was even at the hearing too. One of the key issues that is in play in that particular case is the procurement record and whether that record was complete or not. And as a result of not having a complete record, we stand the chance, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but the chance that the whole procurement, the whole 064-11 may be void as a result of that particular hearing. But I don't think we even need to. I mean, if we were going to compare and say, what's the potential outcome? I think the law itself is clear. Whether or not that was in play, the law says, hey, if it has something concerning the procurement is defined that the OPA should decline at this time at least. It's not right for the OPA. So that's what we're asking the OPA, to decline it at this time. And when the court hearings or the proceedings are completed at that point, at that time it would be right for the OPA to hear. Thank you very much.
I have a question, Mark. Mr. Nishihara or Mr. Kono or possibly Mr. Manabusan, you know, just to help recollect my memory of things. My recollection is this particular procurement had many different parts. One part was, as was mentioned earlier, was the part having what type of telephone, and the telephone had to have caller ID.
Correct.
That was one portion. Another portion was telephone services, if I'm not mistaken. Another portion was internet services, and so on and so forth, because it was, correct me, each vendor had to fill in what the product and then the formula calculated the number. So altogether, there were a number of different aspects to it. Okay. So my question to you is, what part, if any, of that bid has or is completed? Because my recollection also was that different vendors won different aspects, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So my question is, are any aspects of that bid done at all by any of the different vendors? Because like there was even long distance, right, and so on. So are any, you know, to the best of your recollection?
I can answer that. The answer is yes, some of them are complete in the sense that purchase orders were issued. And in fact, the three that are here are three of, I believe there were a total of 8 agencies that were issued. So they were complete. And so we are here today arguing, or the case that's been appealed, is the implementation of 3 of them. And when I say 3, that's the governor's office. I'll call it the governor because there's a bunch of little agencies in there, as well as the fire department and Department of Public Health and Social Services.
So are there any other agencies, though, that are complete?
Yes, there are complete. Do you know which one as well? I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
When I say complete, like that would include also, because I remember this from my office, just trying in different parts of it, because right. Like we have telephone services, and then we have Wi-Fi services.
Correct.
Like, for instance, we had to get Wi-Fi for this area as an example. And then we also have a different telephone, and I can't remember if it's the same carrier or if it's different carriers. But, you know, we dealt with them individually. So that's my question. Depending on the agency, you know,
right,
they might have 2 or 3 parts to it. Are those 2 or 3 different POs? Because it was a very complex.
It was. My understanding is that there's only 8 agencies that have been awarded. I mean, Joey.
But wasn't it supposed to be for the entire government of Guam?
It is the entire government, but because each agency has their own budget item.
Okay.
So it was by purchase orders that they were. In other words, if they could process the requisition and purchase orders out before it was appealed to Superior Court, eight managed to get through before an appeal to Superior Court occurred.
And because of the appeal of Superior Court, you have not issued the others?
That's correct, because it would be proceeding.
I see. So in the interim, okay, your intent was to begin.
Correct.
To every agency.
That's correct.
But because of what happened with what GTA did, you only managed to issue eight.
That's correct.
And of the eight, three are in contention as part of this appeal.
That's correct.
Now, what has happened to the other five? Are they ongoing?
They've been completed, is my understanding.
They've been completed.
Right, okay. So there's no issues with regard to the other five. Okay.
They were completed prior to GTA going to court?
No, prior to this appeal.
Prior to this appeal?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to get a timeline. So some then, just to set the record straight, on this particular bid, we can say at least four or five agencies have been complete.
That's my understanding, Bob.
Or maybe Mr. Medusen can add to that.
Five of them, we issued for eight agencies. Our record showed that there were three that were not completed, two that we terminated, one we did not. So, but that's the
record. Of the three, two you terminated? Of the three?
Yes, we did, two.
Of the three that were not completed, two you've terminated. That's the subject of this appeal.
The subject of 05. 06 is the governor's office, which GSA did not take any action on.
Okay. But the other four or five, you said, because we are eight, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And that's right, Mr. Matabusin is correct. That's just phone services, because I believe.
Phone services?
Yes.
Phone meaning including the telephone instrument.
Yes.
The phone service has been, but no one's update of wireless or Wi-Fi has been done yet. And that's the issue now before the court, between the 1,000 and the 10,000.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So for the remaining agencies that have not yet been issued a PO, the current vendor is who? Yeah.
It depends, ma'am, on the emergency procurement, who is the lowest.
Okay, so it may vary.
Right,
okay.
That's correct. Okay.
So it could be GTA or PDS or someone else?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right. Thank you. I just wanted to get a clarification of where we are in this procurement. But just to set the record straight, then, based on what you just told me, about four or five agencies have been done for telephone services. The three were stopped for a variety of reasons. Two terminate, one is the PO. And no other agencies have been issued POs because of the pending appeal in Superior Court.
That's correct. Other than emergencies?
Other than emergencies. Thank you.
I just had a brief question for the purchasing AC. Mr. Nishihara, okay, so my understanding, you know, just based on that brief dialogue with the public auditor, is that you're proceeding forward with the emergency purchase orders for the services.
That's correct.
All right. And was there an existing contract prior to going with these emergency purchase orders?
Yes. For the three?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And were those
purchase orders? I'm sorry.
Was the vendor GTA?
I'm not sure. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
But that
must be.
Okay, but that contract's expired, right? Or are they still?
Well, they were providing, you know, they were providing that interim under the emergency, so that it would naturally expire. And it would have kicked in as soon as they completed it to PDS.
Okay, but you're not just automatically giving the services to GTA because they're the existing provider. Would that be, is that
no,
correct?
No, okay, no. So they, GSA, not when I say they, would have gone out through
an emergency. Okay, so we're in a situation where their contract's expired, and essentially whoever the lowest bidder is, even if it's GTA, has the emergency contract for that. Is that fair to say as we're going forward here?
They're asking, is the emergency going through? You want to repeat that?
Yeah, it's emergency. Okay, so as we go forward, we're just, How long are these emergency contracts for?
Until the resolution of the court case.
Okay.
This might be another Guam Mass Transit that takes 2 or 3 years under emergency?
It already has.
It already has?
Yeah.
So how are you awarding this? I apologize.
Oh, good.
Yes. How are you awarding the emergency procurement? Are you asking, are you going out on an IFB for a temporary period of 1 month, 3 months, 6 months? Could you explain how the emergency contracts are being awarded?
We are asking for quotes, requests for quotes. I believe it's for a 90-day period.
And when did that begin?
When does that begin?
When did the emergency procurement?
Well, the emergency began when, immediately upon the issuance of the court case. We stopped everything at that point, and we started awarding based requesting for quotations after that. So that, I guess it was like November of last year is when we started.
Now, is the emergency restricted primarily to telephone services, or does it include other aspects of like wireless